Sundry, the first disco-funk dance fundraiser organized by the Sundry Royal Purple No. 191 turned out, way better than expected, a lead organizer said. Billed as a fun way to socialize and have a great time while generating some revenue for the community, the dance was hosted at the Sundry Elks Lodge No. 338 on Friday, June 3. As the Elks Hall has a capacity of 120 people, Katie Jo Monroe said as many tickets were made. At the beginning of the week, before the dance, we did a count of tickets and there was only about 40 sold, Monroe told the Alberton, candidly confessing she was initially a bit dismayed since organizers had been advertising the fundraiser for about a month prior. It didn't seem like we were going to have a very good turnout, she said. I was a little bummed out about that. But after ramping up efforts to promote the event some more on social media and placing a few additional posters throughout the community, word of mouth made its around town and more people decided to commit, she said. Although the dance did not sell out, the number of tickets bought ended up nearly doubling to 78. Four additional volunteers who attended to help out with bartending, decorating and music, meant there were 82 people at the Elks Hall, which Monroe praised as a perfect venue boasting a little kitchen, bar, stage and open floor. It's a great building. Great location and good size, it's not too big, she said, adding the Sundry Community Center is also a great venue, but a larger one that depends on bigger turnouts to justify hosting an event there. The community center is huge. So then, it's just awkward if there's not enough people in there. Cabaret style dance. The dance was hosted in cabaret style, which Monroe recalled having a lengthy tradition in the Sundry area. When I was a kid, we went to cabarets at least 3 to 4 times a year, she said. We had them out at the Bearberry Hall and the James River Hall. And they were a blast, she reminisced. I remember just my parents having the best time, and all of my relatives, she said, adding the community generally speaking seemed to enjoy the cabarets, which were also fundraisers that typically went back to offsetting the costs of the hosting hall. By about midnight, the disco dance wound down and everyone started making their way home, in no small part courtesy of some safe drivers. We were lucky enough to have 3 volunteer-designated drivers who pretty much just rolled on tips, she said. And as society continues to collectively recover from the shock of COVID-19 restrictions that have been largely lifted, perhaps a dance was just what the doctor ordered. It was just what everybody needed. It was a lot of fun, great exercise. Exercising without knowing you're exercising is the best kind. More to come. A member of the Sundry Royal Purple for more than 5 years, Monroe said it was the first dance the group had organized during her time there to date. Although details such as a theme and day have not yet been determined, Monroe already has her sights set on the next dance. We'll maybe do a classic country one next time, she said. Beyond that, Monroe sounded pumped about the prospect of putting on a costume-themed event for the spookiest time of year. We definitely want to do a Halloween dance. So, dibs on the Halloween dance, community. Dibs, she said with a laugh. It's going to be great, we've already got ideas brewing, she said, pun unintended. Provided people show an interest in coming out, Monroe intends to continue helping to organize dance fundraisers. If people start not coming, then you know, there's that, she said. But hopefully, people see the evening as a valuable and fun way to donate back to the community. After the dance's expenses were settled, Monroe said the event raised $1,440. That money will go into the Royal Purple Kitty and be donated back to whoever needs it, she said. Groups or individuals who feel they have a worthwhile project, program or initiative that needs some funding to get off the ground may write then submit a letter to the Royal Purple by dropping it off at the Bear's Den with the store's owner Brenda Johnston, who is also the Sundry Royal Purple's Honorable Royal Lady. Community groups need volunteers. Of course, the Royal Purple is one among many other volunteer-driven organizations that endeavor to support the community by raising funds to address needs that are identified. The Elks, the Lions, the Royal Purple, the Legion, the Auxiliary, all of those clubs are really there to raise money for the community. There's not really much other reason for them, said Monroe, adding they all face a common hurdle. The volunteers are getting older, and we really need to step up as the next generations. We really need to put some effort back into that because our tax dollars aren't paying for the things that we need. Additionally, she hopes organizing events like fundraising dances might inspire others to follow suit. Don't be afraid to get out there and raise money for your community, she said. There's tons of things that we need money for. For example, she cited the Sundry Community Van Society's goal to replace the minibus that's been in service for more than 10 years. That's the next fundraiser I'm working on, she said, urging people to join any number of groups that have already built a foundation upon which to raise funds. A lot of the legwork for becoming a nonprofit, it's already done. Those groups are already out there, don't recreate a new one. Join them and help them out.